counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dune.
Hi, this is Basa Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Well, we've got to be at, what, 197 now? Is this 197 or 196?
I don't know.
You normally have it written down. Why didn't you write it down? I'm going to look just to see. But
as you can see on the sheet, it says episode, number sign, and then later I'll fill in that blank.
You could put 19 though, and then just have
it. So is, I actually regularly do that.
Yeah, it is 197. This is 197.
I always think we're one episode further than we are.
It's crazy that we're even that far. Like,
it is pretty wild.
I thought for sure after the second show we were going to be done.
Around April 2012.
Yeah.
Till now.
Is that when it started?
Yeah, around then. It was late April.
That's crazy.
It's been over 4 years.
That
now.
Show, the very first show.
So we'll have our 200th episode anniversary very soon. And then you have to start planning right away for your fifth anniversary show. If we make it that far too.
Fifth?
Fifth year.
Oh, fifth year. I was like, yeah. Fifth anniversary show. That was a long time ago. That first episode, we had a big, it was a big show. We had Grimes.
It was great. Yeah, it was crazy. It was a good start.
And so there you go. There's the history all the way from April until now. And we've been giving you the charts every week. It's the Earshot 20. And we're about to count down the national top 20. It all comes from a great website. Brian's going to let you know what it's all about.
You should go and check it out. As always, it is earshot-online.com. But just type Earshot into any browser and you should pretty much find it. It is always one of the top search results, which is shortly followed by our program. If you're looking for our Facebook page, which Anthony will tell you about in a moment, Earshot is again the National Campus and Community Radio Report from the National Campus and Community Radio Association and the many great staff and volunteers involved in that project to bring you the national top 50, the 50 most played albums across Canada on campus and community radio. And that also includes top 30 charts from over 30 campus community radio stations. You can find all that on the website, as well as specialty charts, both nationally and regionally, for the genres of electronic, hip hop, international, loud, folk, roots, and blues. If that's not enough, you can also find monthly and yearly countdowns, reviews, and features, and so much more. And yeah, there's some new features on there just recently, including an interview with Plants and Animals, who we'll be hearing from later on the show, and a new feature about Prince.
You can, and you get lost for days.
You could.
Really. It's a great website. You can find us online too. Earshot20@gmail.com is our email. Facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook. And @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. One of the things I think I've said before is that for the 200th episode, I was going to create a website, but that might be for 250. Or maybe the fifth year anniversary. I don't know. But you can find us online. And if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do that for you. And we will do it in the form of playing something from your latest release. And we'll give you an interview. Coming up, we have the first 10 of the top 20. Steven's going to join us. And we're also going to be chatting with John McLagan from Tomato Tomato, St. John-based duo. And we'll hear what's up with them. Great new release coming. Also,
second
big shows.
Second full-length album in 2 years.
It's great. It's going to be good stuff. We'll talk all about it with John coming up in the program shortly. But before we get to the countdown and we start at number 20, we get to chat about some of the albums that have dropped off. Because I assume, are there any debuts in the top 20 this week?
There is one debut. Ooh. It is our second album that we'll play. So you'll hear about it in just a few moments. Three new albums on our charts, including that one. Yeah, starting to slow down a little bit. We'll have some records stick around, which is really great because there's some really cool new records. That it's nice to be able to play them a couple of weeks in a row. Lots of movement still, though, throughout the charts, and that includes seven debuts below the top 20 that we'll tell you about. And for at least this week, we say goodbye to a few records, some of them that have been on the charts for quite some time, and one that was just made a one quick next stop. That was Lab Coast at number 14 last week, down to number 23, and wouldn't be surprised to see that one creep back into the show. Nap Eyes at number 19, down to number 30. They were on the charts for quite some time. That album came back in out in around January, I think, so that one's been on the charts for a couple of months. And Laura Sauvage last week at number 20, this week down to number 27.
I'm also wondering if any of my picks from last week made it onto the
I'm trying to remember what they were. I couldn't fully remember.
We'll go back and look, though.
I think you might be one. I think you might have got one right. We'll double check.
One for two.
I think you might have said Grays and Jesse Lanza, but
No, Grays was the week before. We'll have to go back and look, because I think there were other ones.
Check.
Okay. So let's get it started. We'll kick it off. Start at number 20. Make our way up from there.
It is the Zorgs. They're on the show again, dropping from 11 to 20. Their new one is called Chew On It. You'll hear Table for Three. A debut at number 19, or only debut within the top 20 this week, is a new one from Danny Romano. He put out two records last week, one under his own name, and it is called Mosey. You'll hear Dead Medium. And Walrus still in here at number 18, down from number 13. Their new EP on Matic Records is called Goodbye Something. You're here, Close My Eyes.
All right, here's the Zorgs. Table 4-3 is the song from their album. You're number 20 this week. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Too many hundreds of years in the dark, and we burn a deaf now. Earth's engravings with dead ancient tears. And move not your hips, for we simply can't use it. There's no need to dance if there isn't a music. Darkest years pass and we build a new future, convenient and crass.
At number 18, that was Walrus, their new EP, dropping just 5 spots this week, and it's called Goodbye Something. You heard Close My Eyes. Before that, debuting in the middle there was number 19, Danny Romano from the album Mosey. You heard Dead Medium. And we kicked it all off this week at number 20. Down from 11 is The Zorgs from the record Chew On It. You heard Table 4-3.
Well, it's that time now to take a break from the charts, head to the phone line, and catch up with our friend at Exclaim Magazine. He is the senior editor, and he is our music news man on the program. Stephen Karlick joins us again this week. And Stephen, welcome back as always.
I'm sick at the start of summer. That's not fair.
It's not fair, but you know what? We appreciate the fact that even though you're sick, you still commit to bringing us the music news.
Oh, damn, dude. I'm out there pulling a sled full of music news, giving it to all the good musical boys, girls, and everyone in between.
Excellent. Well, listen, we'll kick it off. We've got some news about the Tragically Hip. They've announced some additional dates, but there's a fan not too happy about the cost of tickets.
Many a fan. Yeah, we talked last week about the Tragically Hip, whose lead singer, Gord Downie, is very tragically dealing with terminal brain cancer diagnosis. To celebrate a life of music, they've announced one last tour across the country. And apparently some fans are having a hard time getting tickets to the band's shows, as fan club pre-sales are already sold out, and those tickets are already commanding exorbitant prices from resale sites like StubHub. On May 30th, a fan club pre-sale went live, and the tickets were reportedly sold out within minutes. Immediately, the seats were available through StubHub, with tickets going for thousands of dollars. For instance, you could potentially buy a floor ticket to the group's hometown gig in Kingston, Ontario's K-Rock Center on August 20th for $5,000. The original prices, mind you, ranged from $56 to $166, and a portion of proceeds were going to Toronto's Sunnybrook Foundation. While price gouging is nothing new, obviously, fans have been speculating online that Ticketmaster had fed StubHub the tickets. The ticket giant has not commented yet. StubHub did, however, comment on the flipping of Hip tickets, saying that the company will likewise contribute an unspecified amount to the charitable organization. However, they also praised a, quote, free and open marketplace, end quote, where people can buy and resell tickets however they see fit. You can read that statement at exclaim.ca. As Winnipeg Free Press writer Melissa Martin has pointed out on Twitter, there have also been bogus ticket warnings going up online, with some sellers attempting to sell tickets to portions of stadiums that will not be open for this particular tour. We're talking, of course, about tickets behind the stage, and apparently there are tickets for sale for those sections, which of course makes no sense. You can head to exclaim.ca and see the rest of the tour dates, as the Tragically Hip have announced a new slating of dates, you know, which will probably add to the ticketing fiasco, but hopefully not. Tickets for these new dates, which include multiple secondary dates for each of the cities on the tour, which of course includes Victoria and Vancouver, BC, Edmonton, Calgary, Winnipeg, London, Ontario, Toronto, Hamilton, Ottawa, and Kingston. You can see all those dates at exclaim.ca. Tickets for the newly added dates will go on sale June 3rd. So if you want tickets, get there as soon as, in fact, go now. Go now. Finish listening to the show as you get your tickets.
Yeah, it's a, you kind of have the website up and just continually hit refresh. Or I'm picturing the episode of The Simpsons where Homer has that little bird that just clicks the button for him. So
yes.
just have that set up. Anyway, well, we'll see what happens. It's a shame that it's a shame it's happening to fans. But if you can get tickets to the newly added dates, you probably won't be paying nearly as much. So check that out. We're going to switch gears, chat about a couple of festivals in Western Canada that have announced their lineups.
Yes, there are tons of exciting music festivals gearing up to entertain the Canadian music fan masses this summer. Side note, you can find them all in the new issue of Exclaim, which features our annual Summer Music Festival Guide. And now two Alberta events have just detailed their action plans. Calgary's X-Fest and Edmonton's Sonic Boom will carry on their tradition of matching lineups across the two cities, and this year's artists have just been unveiled. Both festivals will boast sets from 21 Pilots, The Lumineers, Halsey, Vance Joy, Arkells, July Talk, AWOL Nation, Winter Sleep, Jake Bug, and many, many more, including Canadian band The Darcys. There are, of course, more to be announced, but for now, the dates are slated for September 3rd and 4th at Borden Park in Edmonton for Sonic Boom Festival. X-Fest is going to take over Calgary's Fort Calgary the same weekend. The bands will, of course, be swapping dates throughout those 2 days. Tickets for each separate event will go on sale a week from now on June 10th, with general admission weekend passes going for around $180 and VIP passes for more. You can find more about those festivals at exclaim.ca.
Sounds exciting. Sounds busy for the bands, but also a great weekend overall if you're in those areas. And if you like any of the bands that you see listed, check it out. Head to Western Canada.
Yeah, especially if you particularly love one of the bands. You can see them in Calgary and Edmonton. Skip the other day.
There you go. All right, we'll round out the music news with some news for fans of Royal Canoe.
Yes, it's been a few years since that band's 2013 album, Today We're Believers. But Winnipeg indie pop sextet Royal Canoe have made good on a promise that their upcoming tour would see them playing new tunes. Now they've announced that album. It's titled Something Got Lost Between Here and the Orbit, and it'll touch down September 16th through Novato Records. Co-produced between the band and Ben Allen, who has previously helmed projects by Gnarls Barkley, Animal Collective, and Deer Hunter. The new album apparently puts the focus on the band's vocal and percussive approaches, though it's further noted that Royal Canoe have, quote, always had an intensively rhythmic heart. Thrown into the mix this time are the sounds of tapped water bottles, synths, homemade samples, beluga whale calls, and more. While a full song preview has yet to be unloaded, you can sample some of the forthcoming collections via an album teaser online, which you can find at exclaim.ca. There you'll also find info on the band's previously announced run of tour dates with Plants and Animals and a pair of more recently confirmed festival shows. You'll also find the track list for Something Got Lost Between Here and the Orbit. So head to exclaim.ca for that and a little bit more.
That all sounds great. Looking forward to that album for sure. All right, we'll take a break from the music news to get back to the charts. But of course, Stephen will catch up with you in the second hour of the program for more music news from Exclaim.ca and Exclaim Magazine. Right now, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear another EP here from Solids called Else, dropping two spots to 17. You're going to hear Wait It Out, and Then I Beg You by White Lung. Sitting still at 16 is Paradise.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
At number 16 again this week, that was White Lung from the record Paradise. You heard I Beg You, and Waited Out by Solids before that, down two spots is their new EP Else at number 17.
John McLagan is one half of Tomato Tomato, a folk duo from St. John, New Brunswick, who have released their second full length. It's titled I Go Where You Go. John is on the line with us, and John, it's great to catch up again.
Oh, thanks. It's nice to chat.
So much to chat about since the last time we talked, which was around the release of your first album. But first, I want to say congratulations on the release of the new full length.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I'm sure it feels good, all that hard work coming to fruition, finally being out for the public to hear.
Yes, it's always a mixture of, you know, relief and excitement and nausea. Hoping that, you know, it's well received, yeah. And all that, yeah.
All at once. And with this release, were you looking to take things in a different direction from your previous album, or was there an effort to be consistent in your sound and production between the two records?
We really tried to keep some level of consistency, I think, if not, I think some growth in terms of the songwriting. We've kind of refined what we're doing a little more, but not really, still kind of on the same path. In terms of the recording, we wanted to capture more live albums, so we didn't do it totally live, but what we did was we recorded all the bed tracks, all the basic instruments live, and then we did a few overdubs and some other little overdubs, and then Lisa and I did all of our vocals live together. So we just set up two mics facing each other, and everything that you hear on the album is us singing live together. no pitch correction or any of the wizardry like that. So so it was not an entirely live album, but we did manage to capture more of a live feel, you know, a lot of the things being recorded simultaneously.
And not only did you release the new album at the beginning of June, but you also released a song in May as a fundraiser for the victims of the Fort McMurray wildfires. What kind of emotions were you feeling putting that song together?
Well, it's actually a song that is on the album. So it wasn't something that was written specifically for that. We just, you know, I think like a lot of people, you feel so helpless. So you want to do something to help, and you know, that seemed like one small thing that we could do was just release this track kind of as a single and just donate all of the proceeds to the Red Cross.
And so, as you mentioned, the song did make the record along with 10 other really incredible tracks, which folks can hear, with some dates you have coming up, including your album release, which is happening at St. John at the Imperial Theater on June 9th. We'll get to the details on that in a minute, but I'm not going to say that it will be the largest show you've ever played, because you recently shared the stage with international comedian James Mullinger at Harbor Station in St. John in front of a crowd of more than 4,000. What was that like? I need to know.
It was, you know, it was amazing. And it was a very positive crowd, and James has really a great following in the city, and there's a lot of goodwill there. So it was special in that way, but you know, we were kind of wondering, you know, we've never played for that many people. What's this going to feel like? Are we going to flip out? Are the nerves going to take over? And it was just, I kept waiting for the nerves to kick in, but they never really did. It was just, we were just excited, and the crowd was fantastic, and we had a blast. We could have stayed up there all night, and you know, it's addictive. I can see how musicians who play those huge shows can get addicted to it, because it's just, yeah, it's unlike anything else.
Well, and you're playing a relatively large venue, the Imperial Theater in St. John. Tell us about that show. You've got some guests joining you on stage.
Yes, we have almost everybody that was involved in the album joining us. So we have bass, banjo, dobro, and fiddle, mandolin, and then us. It's going to be the first time we've ever played with a full band like that.
And it sounds like it's going to be a really incredible show.
We're really excited. We think it's going to be great. And St. John has always been really good to us. So we're excited just to kind of celebrate, you know, the completion of the album with the city that we love so much.
In addition to the album release, shows coming up in June and July that will take you around Canada in some spots. At some point, have you considered doing a full-fledged cross-Canada tour?
That is a good question. But we have a 5-year-old daughter. So I think the reality of kind of hopping in a van and going straight across the country, it's not really in the cards for us at this point. We really need to do things that are a little more like established. But that being said, we were just in Maine last week on tour, and we brought her and my parents with us. So we had the whole entourage, and that worked out great. We do have some overseas possibilities, you know, that we're putting together right now. And I think in that case, we'll be gone for a few weeks, and we're going to take a babysitter and our daughter with us. So we're trying to figure it out, but it's a little trickier when you're parents.
For sure.
And you're both in the band. Yeah.
Yeah. But you guys do a great job. And even the album itself and the music that you're putting out is just really great, and a great treat for anybody listening. Tomatotomato.ca, spelled TOMATO. .ca music, tour dates, all kinds on this incredible pair on that website. John, we love the album, and we can't wait for what's next with you and Lisa.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks, and thanks for taking the time to chat.
No problem. Here's a track from I Go Where You Go, the brand new album from Tomato Tomato, and then Supermoon and Shotgun Jimmy to follow as we continue the countdown. This is the Earshot 20.
Sleep, child, sleep. Rest your tired eyes. Sleep, child, sleep. For soon the sun will rise. It's a long way back to Eden. The road is overgrown. traveling alone. Dream, child, run wild through the night. Dream, child. It's a long way back to Eden. The road is overgrown. It's a long way back to Eden. We're traveling alone.
Shot 20. Number 15.
Thank you.
Earshot 20. Number 14.
In the fields of trampolines, no one marches, everybody thinks. I've seen a better place. You've seen a better place. We know a better place. Up the hill there's a portal to another land, where we'll sing karaoke hand in hand. Sing the ones that make us angry, sing the ones that make us sad, sing the ones that make us laugh. Are you ready for green?
It's the Earshot 20.
Field of Trampolines is the new album by Shotgun Jimmy, rising three spots to 14 this week. You heard the title track in there. Super Moon before that, dropping from 7 to 15. The debut album for the Vancouver group is called Playland. Comes out on Mint Records. And we had a nice extra in there and a quick chat of one and a half of Tomato Tomato from St. John. That was John McLagan and a track from their new album that was called Back to Eden.
Is he tomato or tomato?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe you should ask him and find out.
I'll call back. Okay. So I know what it was.
I know that they have a daughter that they sometimes nickname Cherry Tomato.
Really?
Yeah. That's true.
That's adorable. That's pretty funny. So we were talking at the beginning of the program, which albums did I choose last week as part of the lowdown to make it into the charts this week? I've found them. It is James Blake. I'm pretty sure I said James Blake. And Anoni, which was at number 23. And I was like, there's no way that they couldn't make it into the top 20. They were at 23. You're going to crush my dreams later and tell me otherwise.
Debate, maybe.
save your joy for later. All right, so we'll see what happens with that, but just keep in mind that's what it was. James Blake and Anoni were the two that
Have said Jesse Lanza the week before.
I did say Jesse Lanza, and Jesse
so
Lanza
you're just a week before. You're just a week behind.
That's what it is, isn't it? Because Jesse Lanza is on the charts this week.
She might be. You might find out.
Okay.
In an hour.
A little later on, eh? All right. Well, let's get back into it. And we've got three more tracks before we round out this hour of the program. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
All right. We have a new album by Parquet Core again on our charts from 8 to number 13. It's called Human Performance. And they have a pretty cool bonus track that is a weird way at the top of the track list when you load it up in many different services. It's called Dust. And that's what you're going to hear right now on the Earshot 20.
Sleep.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
I've been standing at the door outside. When you gonna let me in? I've been waiting for a show tonight. When you gonna let me in? Are you ever gonna let me in? Oh, you don't let me, never gonna let me in. Are you ever gonna let me in? Oh, you can't let me, never gonna let me. Oh, will you let me in? I've been patient for a long, long while, hoping for a lot to give. If you worry, I'll keep you up all night. How you gonna let me in? Oh, you never gonna let me in.
Oh,
It's the Earshot 20.
That was King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard from the album Nonagon Infinity, closing out our first 10 of our first hour here of the program with a track called Invisible Face. And this week, they're in at number 11, down from number 4. Before that, Bajubala at number 12, down 2 spots. This week is her new album, Good Advice, and you heard Let Me In. And Dust by Parquet Core, starting off that set with a track from the album Human Performance, which is in our charts at number 13, down 5 spots this week.
There you go. That's the first 10 of the top 20 complete. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland, also in studio, and we do this every week. Countdown, the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. That is the National Campus and Community Radio Report. You can hear the program first every Friday from local FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, every Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. Then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. I'm having a hard time at the end of this hour. And you can also hear us online, radioforall.net, to download the program or podcast the show through iTunes. Let me compose myself. When we come back, we'll have the top 10 plus the lowdown. Down and Steven's back with us as well. Stick around.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.